Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a stepper jungle percussion layer. Today we're making one of those classic drum and bass support layers that doesn't always shout for attention, but makes the whole track feel way more driving, more alive, and way more serious. In jungle and DNB, the main break or kick and snare pattern gives you the backbone, but this extra percussion layer adds shuffle, motion, tension, and that forward push that keeps the energy rolling. The big idea here is simple. We're not building a second full drum kit, we're building a supporting actor. This layer should help the groove, not fight it. So every hit needs a job. It should either push the rhythm forward, lift the section, or help separate different parts of the arrangement. We're going to do this using only stock Ableton tools, so you can follow along immediately. By the end, you'll know how to make a jungle-style percussion loop, blend it with your main drums, shape it with EQ and filtering, add groove and panning, and arrange it so it evolves over time instead of just looping forever. Let's get into it. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo. For classic drum and bass, aim around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly heavier, more half-step kind of feel, you can go a little lower, around 160 to 168 BPM. Either way works, depending on the vibe you want. Now create a new MIDI track for your percussion layer and load up a drum rack or sampler with a few short percussion sounds. You want things like a shaker, a closed hat, a rim shot, a tom, and maybe a noise hit or texture sample. If you don't have special samples, just use stock Ableton packs or any short one-shot percussion you already have. The key is that the sounds should be short, clean, and punchy enough to work in a fast rhythm. Now let's build the core rhythm. We're not copying the main break, we're making a supportive grid on top of it. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it simple at first. Put your shaker or hat on the offbeats, the end counts between the main kick and snare hits. Then add a few rim or tom hits in syncopated spots, maybe around beat 2.5, 3.75, or just before the snare. Then add a few ghost notes, which are just quieter little hits that fill in the gaps. A really simple starting point might be shaker hits on 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and in bar 1. Then in bar 2 keep that same pulse, but add a rim hit on a slightly unexpected spot and maybe a tom at the end to lead into the loop again. What you're aiming for is a stepping motion. That's where the stepper feel comes from. It should feel busy, but controlled. Syncopated, but not messy. Relentless, but still clear. Now here's where beginners often miss the magic, velocity. If every hit is the same volume, your loop will sound flat and machine-like in a boring way. We want it to feel programmed, but still musical. So go into the MIDI editor and vary the velocities. Stronger accents can sit around 90 to 110. Medium hits can sit around 50 to 80. Ghost notes should be much softer, maybe around 20 to 45. Think of velocity like a tiny mixer inside the MIDI clip. Stronger velocity means, highlight this, and softer velocity means, glue this in between the bigger moments. That little bit of variation makes a huge difference in jungle and DNB. Next, let's add groove. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try a subtle swing preset, like MPC 16 swing or something similar. You don't want to go overboard here. Apply it lightly. A good starting range is maybe 10 to 30% timing, with only a small amount of velocity change. Keep the randomness very low or off at first. The goal is movement, not sloppy timing. In fast drum and bass, tiny groove shifts can make the percussion breathe without throwing the whole rhythm off. Now let's shape the sound with a basic stock device chain. A great starting chain is drum rack or sampler, then EQ8, then auto filter, then saturator, and maybe utility at the end. Start with EQ8. This is where we make room for the kick, snare, and bass. High pass the percussion somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. If there's muddy buildup, gently reduce some of the 250 to 500 Hz range. If the hats need more air, you can add a small boost in the 6 to 10 kHz area, but don't overbrighten it. Especially in darker DNB, you want the percussion to cut through, but still feel gritty and underground. Next is auto filter. This is one of the easiest ways to make the layer evolve. You can use a bandpass setting if you want a hollow, jungle-style tone, or a low pass if you want to darken the layer in the intro. You can also automate the cutoff so it opens up over time. That way the loop feels like it's developing instead of just repeating the same way forever. Then add a little saturator, just a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip if it helps. Saturation gives the hats and rims more bite and attitude without needing to slam EQ boosts everywhere. Always match the output level so you're not fooled by simple loudness. If you want, Use utility at the end to manage stereo width. A good rule is to keep anything with low mid body fairly narrow or mono, and only widen the top end percussion if it needs more space. In heavier DNB, narrow and focused often works better than wide and glossy. Now we need to hear how this layer works with your main drums. If you already have a breakbeat or a kick and snare groove, mute and unmute the new percussion layer and listen carefully. Does it support the groove, or does it crowd it? Does it fill the gaps, or does it step on the main snare? If it's clashing with the backbeat, remove some notes or move them slightly away from the snare transient. A good percussion layer should help the groove feel bigger, not smaller. If the snare suddenly loses impact, that's a sign the layer is too dense or too close to the backbeat. Sometimes the fix is as simple as deleting one note. Now let's talk about arrangement, because a loop is not yet a track. This is where your percussion layer becomes part of a real DNB section. Think in phrases, not just bars. Even a simple 2-bar loop becomes much more musical when you plan what changes at bar 2, bar 4, or bar 8. For the intro, start with just the percussion layer. Keep it filtered and a little darker. Remove anything low-end that could muddy the mix. If you want, add very subtle delay or reverb tails to give it some space, but keep that restrained. Fast drum and bass can get blurry very quickly if you drown the percussion in effects. In the build-up, open the filter gradually. Add a few extra ghost notes. Maybe bring in a reverse texture or a tiny fill at the end of the phrase. You can also increase the velocities on the last one or two bars to make the section feel like it's lifting. At the drop, bring in the full drum groove. Keep the percussion layer active, but maybe reduce its volume a touch so it supports instead of taking over. Then add variation every four bars. That could mean one missing shaker, one extra tom, one reversed hit, or one bar with a slightly different rim placement. These tiny changes stop the loop from becoming tiring. For the second 8 bars, duplicate the clip and make a small change. Move one hit earlier, remove one offbeat hat, darken the filter a little, or add a fill on bar 8 or 16. You do not need to rewrite the whole pattern. Small edits are enough to keep the energy moving. A really useful rule for jungle and rolling DNB is this. If the loop feels good while sparse, it will usually survive better once the bass and break are playing. So don't be afraid to leave space. Now let's build a quick fill for transitions. In the last half of bar 8, try removing a couple of offbeat hats, then add a quick 16th note rim roll. Finish it with a tom hit. You can also automate a little extra reverb or delay for just that moment, then cut it off at the drop. That kind of short, punchy fill makes the arrangement feel intentional. And speaking of intentional, let's cover a few common mistakes. First, overcrowding the rhythm. If the percussion is too busy, it will fight the break and the bass line. Less is often more. Second, too much low mid content. Percussion can get muddy fast, so use a QA to clean out that 200 to 500 Hz area. Third, no velocity variation. Flat velocity kills groove. Keep the accents alive. Fourth, too much reverb. Huge wash can blur the timing in fast DNB. Short room style space usually works better. Fifth, ignoring arrangement. If the loop never changes, it gets boring fast. Automate filter, mute some hits, and add fills every 4 or 8 bars. And sixth, clashing with the snare. If your layer sits right on top of the snare too much, the backbeat loses impact. Leave that space open. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, here are a few extra pro moves. Use grit more than brightness. Instead of just boosting the highs, try saturator, drum bus, light overdrive, or gentle clipping. That gives the percussion some physical edge. Keep the top layer narrow and focused. In dark tracks, wide stereo percussion can feel too polished. Subtle panning is often enough. Blend organic and synthetic sounds. A little break fragment, a clean hat, a noisy top, and a rim texture can create a really classic jungle feel. Also, tiny timing offsets can be powerful. You can keep your hats right on the grid, but nudge a tom or a rim slightly late for tension. That little push and pull adds character without sounding sloppy. And don't forget automation. Darken the percussion into the drop, then open it up when the drop lands. That contrast makes the arrangement feel more dramatic and way more underground. If your percussion still feels too polite, try adding drum bus after EQ. Use a little drive, keep boom very low or off, and bring up transient just a bit if you want sharper attack. Use it carefully, though. Too much can flatten the groove. Here's a great little practice exercise. Build a 2-bar percussion layer with one shaker, one rimshot, one tom, and one texture hit. Keep the shaker mostly on offbeats, and at least 2 ghost notes. Vary the velocities. Apply a light groove. High pass it with EQ 8. Then automate a filter sweep over 8 bars. If you want to push yourself, make three versions: an intro version that's filtered and sparse, a drop version that's fuller and brighter, and a variation version with one extra fill and one missing hit. Then arrange them across a 16-bar loop so the energy rises naturally. That's the whole point here. We're not just making a loop, we're making a percussion layer that can live inside a real drum and bass arrangement. It should support the kick, snare, and bassline, add motion and tension, and change just enough to keep the listener hooked. So remember the key ideas: start sparse, use offbeat motion, vary velocity, add a subtle groove, clean up the low end, use filtering to create movement, and make small changes every 4 or 8 bars. Do that, and your percussion stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like part of the track. That's the Stepper Jungle percussion mindset: tight, gritty, alive, and always moving forward.